Yo, how you gonna tell me you wanna live a healthy lifestyle, but you don't even work out? You don't even hit the gym. You're not even active every single day. When you wake up in the morning, you lay in your bed for an extra hour because you don't have enough energy. You're still tired. Get out of here. Beta bitch excuses. You already know the saying, alpha status is a movement, not a brand. It is a burning desire to change for the better. Don't take that as just a statement. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That burning desire that you have to change, to be a better person, to be a better family member, to be healthier, to be wealthier, to have a better love life, to be happier. That feeling right there, that is alpha status. My mission statement in life is to live a great life and set the example along the way. Today, I am going to tell you about my results, my target for June, if I hit it in the health department. So I'm just going to dive right into it. Me and my boys had a competition. I got with all of my guys, all of my brothers, and I said, listen, in the month of June, this is my target. I want to gain 2 to 3 pounds of muscle. Let's do a competition on who can gain the most amount of muscle within a month. I challenged Gumby, I challenged TJ, and I challenged Jesus, my brothers, to see who can gain the most amount of muscle. And now it is July the 1st. We got our results in. I'm going to tell y'all who exactly won the competition. All right. So first of all, for those that don't know about muscle growth in the health department, it is very, very important for you to be healthy. You need to have lean muscle and low amounts of fat. So that is always my goal in health. I want to be gaining muscle and I want to be losing fat at the same time. Now, of course, I want to have a great physique. I want to look good. That's part of the equation as well. But remember, the goal, the target is always to be healthier every single month. So here are the results with no further ado. Oh, you know what? I can't give you all of the results because one of my boys still having did their test. But I will give you my results. So, in the month, let me grab my sheet right here. In the month of June, I gained 1.5 pounds of muscle. So, no. The answer is no. No, I did not hit my target of gaining 2 to 3 pounds of muscle. So the way I track my results is at 180 Fitness in Statesboro, Georgia, there is an in-body test. I would recommend it. It is the most accurate test that we have in this area that you can track your skeletal muscle mass and your muscle growth. It is not 100% accurate, but it is the most accurate test that we have around here, and it is a great way to track your results. Like I said yesterday in the podcast in episode 6, if you're not tracking your results and you're not getting results, then what are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're spinning your wheels. Every single month, I need to track my results because if I track my results, I'll know if I'm hitting my targets or not. If I don't track results, if I don't get numbers, because numbers never lie, if I don't get those numbers, I won't know if I'm hitting my target or not. So my goal was 2 to 3 pounds of muscle. I only gained 1.5. No, I did not hit my target. Now I can look back at June and I can say, okay, where did I mess up? What could I have did better? So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think I could have did a little bit better, but why I'm still proud of 1.5 pounds of muscle. So I will say this, in the month of June, it's all about living a great lifestyle for me. Remember, I have to hit health, wealth, love, and happiness. I cannot only hit one. So no, I do not dedicate myself for 5 hours in the gym every single day. I go every other day. I go 3 days a week, and most people look at me like I'm crazy because I focus a lot on my rest. But I went 3 days a week and I was still able to gain 1.5 pounds of muscle. But when I look back at it, here are some of the things that held me back. Number one, my social life, I like to drink. Anybody that knows me knows I love drinking Coronas. You can have any beer you want as long as it's a Corona. So drinking every weekend definitely held me back. But the number one thing I've seen that held me back in the health department of gaining muscle, you have to be in a calorie surplus. If you're not eating enough, you're not going to gain muscle. For the first 2.5 weeks, I gained 7 pounds overall, and I gained 1.5 pounds of muscle. And then after that, I lost a pound, but I was able to maintain the amount of muscle I had. So what happened was for the first 2.5 weeks, I was eating. And I was eating to the point that I was very uncomfortable because I know for my body type, I'm very naturally skinny. So it's easy for me to lose weight, but it's hard for me to gain weight. So the only way for me to gain weight is to eat to the point where I get very uncomfortable. So I did that for the first 2.5 weeks. But for the last 2 weeks, I started hitting more of my maintenance calories. I wasn't eating to the point where I was very uncomfortable. I was just eating to the point where I was full and I would kind of stop. So being that I stopped eating enough, I wasn't in a calorie surplus. I wasn't able to gain more muscle. So my results was 1.5 pounds of muscle. I believe those are the things that held me back. Now, I know my target for July, which I already said yesterday, because I have my targets in mind. The question is, do you? Because I challenged you yesterday to put up your targets for health, wealth, love, and happiness. And if you procrastinated yesterday and you didn't do it, then you're already a step behind and you need to start today. Right now is the best time to start. Not today, not tomorrow, not in a couple hours, not in a few minutes, right now. If you don't have your goals for health, wealth, love, and happiness, then you're not going to get better. You're not going to live a great life. If you don't have goals, if you don't have targets, and you're not tracking numbers, you're never going to achieve the great life that you want. I believe you want to be better in each area of life. If you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. So my goal is to gain 2 pounds of muscle in the month of July, but I want to only maintain my weight, or I want to actually cut back a little bit of body fat. So my goal is 2 pounds of muscle. That is my primary goal. My secondary goal is either, number one, to maintain the current weight that I have, or cut back a little bit on my body fat percentage. Whichever way that has to work. But my primary goal is to gain 2 pounds of muscle. It's to actually cut back a little bit of my body fat percentage. Right now I'm at 12%. That is my target. That is my goal for July. At the end of July, I can say, yes, either I did gain 2 pounds of muscle, or no, I didn't. But what I am proud of is in the month of June, I was focused on my health. I gained 1.5 pounds of muscle. Not only did I gain it, but by setting that competition for my boys, they also gained muscle as well. They had a target. They hit a target. So not only was I able to set a target for myself, live a great life, because that is my mission statement in the area of health, but set the example along the way and challenge my boys, and they hit their targets as well. That is my mission statement. That was my target. My target was to live a great life and set the example along the way. In health, no, I did not gain 2 pounds of muscle. I only gained 1.5, but still, that is still gaining muscle. And in the health department, you have to be gaining muscle and losing fat, because the more lean muscle you have on your body, the healthier you're going to be. And my question for you is, I don't even have a question. My statement for you is, quit making excuses. I have a buddy of mine who goes and works 10-hour shifts as an iron worker, gets off work, goes straight to 180, and works out damn near every day for at least an hour. I know you may have kids. You may be coming up with a million excuses as to why. Anybody can come up with a million excuses as to why they don't go to the gym, why they're not hitting their health goals, why they're not setting health goals in their life. But at the end of the day, you can either make excuses or you can make results, but you can't do both. And in order to live a great life, you have to be gaining muscle in the health department. You have to be living a healthy lifestyle. You have to be getting active. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a bodybuilder or anything like that, but pick something that you like, whether that's a sport. Maybe you like running. Maybe you like soccer. Maybe you like baseball, basketball, whatever the case may be. And start to get active every single day. I believe lifting weights, lifting something heavy, is something that everybody should do at some point. But maybe you're not ready to hit that point. But go ahead and start doing something you like. Go ahead and make those goals. Make those targets. Because your goal is to live a great life. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be listening to this right now. You would not be listening to this podcast. So get off your ass and on your feet. Alpha shit only. No beta bitch shit. The beta bitch version of you is telling you, no, make excuses. I'm so busy already. I don't know what to do when I get in the gym. Fuck all that. Get the ball rolling. Get started. Get started today. Because for the month of July, I'm going to hit 2 pounds. Because I tracked my results in June and I know where I messed up. So my question for you, alphas, are you going to hit your target? Are you going to hit your target, your goal, your purpose, what you're supposed to do? And for the month of July, are you going to live a healthier lifestyle than in the month of June? Because if you're not being better, you're content. If you're not tracking results, you're probably not getting them. Fuck how you're feeling. Track your results. You can't just say you feel better. Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't lie. 180 Fitness in Statesboro, in-body test. If anybody is listening to this that goes to the gym, I would definitely challenge you to go to 180 and get that test. It's a great way to track your results. So, Big Alpha is out. That is my message. That is my alpha thought of the day. Keep it all the way alpha today. No beta bitch shit. Let's get those targets in health, and let's hit them at the end of this month. 2 pounds of muscle. Let's get it. I'm going to see y'all on the next episode. This is episode 2 of the Daily Alpha Thought.